The name of my story today is Star Bright. Elizabeth and Barabbas were walking to her car out in the driveway, well, her parents' car out in the driveway in the dark. And Elizabeth said, "Wow, when it's this dark out, I can barely see my own nose," which is more possible for a giraffe because their nose is, you know, way out in front of them. Your nose is back close to your face, yeah. And Barabbas said, "Well, actually, when it is dark out, you can see farther away than any other time because you can see a star that's a million miles away." "I never thought of that," said Elizabeth. And she looked up and she saw at least 500 stars in one look. So she said, "Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight, I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I make tonight." "Actually," said Barabbas, "you can't really wish on a star. Stars do not grant you wishes. It's just fun stuff that we play, but it's not real." "So what are stars for then?" she asked. And they pondered this for a while. Then Elizabeth said, "I think God wanted to have a beautiful creation, so he put the sun in the sky in the daytime so that we could see it all, and he put the moon and the stars in the sky at night so we would know that we're not alone." And then they thought about how at Christmas time at their church, there's always a lighted star in the steeple and how they like to look for that lighted star. You'll see it today when you leave our church. Yes, and you can see that star for miles, it seems like. "Yeah," said Barabbas, "and Columbus did not have a GPS when he sailed to America, so he used the stars in the sky to navigate." "Oh," Elizabeth suddenly had a brainstorm. "There was a star in the sky over where Jesus was when he was a baby. And the wise men noticed it was something new. And they figured it must be showing that there's a new king that was born. And they figured that meant they had to travel clear to Bethlehem to see this new king." And Bethlehem was not like just down the street to school or something. It was like very far away. It may have taken them a year to walk there with all their camels and all their help. Yeah, and there might not have even been three kings. There might have been more than three. "Yeah," said Barabbas. And Barabbas and Elizabeth decided that God has done a mighty fine job of creating this world, that it works so interesting and so beautiful. So let's close with a prayer. Dear God Almighty, we thank you for this beautiful creation. Thank you that every morning you paint a new sunrise in the sky and a new sunset every evening. You just didn't use one over and over. You made a new one every day. Thank you for the sun and the moon and the stars. And thank you for the brightest light of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.